Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gonna be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top. Oh, yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 66 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff. Sitting alongside next to me is my real life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, on this show, it's the normal format, news, FTC, nostalgia segment, but we're also going to switch it up at the end. Some big news among the wrestling figure community kind of dropped a few days ago, so we're kind of going to have a Scottatorial, not an editorial, but a Scottatorial at the end of the show.
Or a Scott and Jeff-atorial?
I'm still trying to figure out how I feel about this, so I don't know if it's an editorial on my part, but we'll see how you feel.
All right, we'll shoot on that, brother.
We'll be like Paul Heyman and shoot from the hip.
Exactly.
Yeah, and say two frickin' words, Matt frickin' Hardy.
Frickin' doesn't count as a word.
It doesn't?
No, not in Paul Heyman's world.
Scott, you, especially you, or actually you already do this, never mind. You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, at Fully Posable, Instagram, Fully Posable, WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, FullyPosablePodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts from. Please rate and review on iTunes. That's the best way to help us out. All you have to do is just go into iTunes and leave us a nice little 5-star review. That helps us.
Or you could buy a shirt.
I went straight for the Twitter and the YouTube. I forgot all about watermaneuver.net.
Yeah, we've moved on. We're merch sellers now, dude. We're like the Young Bucks.
Yeah, shame on me, man. I botched that one. Please head on over to watermaneuver.net. Pick up the Fully Posable Goes Retro t-shirt. Scott and I's faces plastered in Hasbro form on a t-shirt. It's awesome.
Yep, Jeff is Sean. I'm Marty.
Yes, and we're in the springy action. I'm in the springy action.
Yes, the worst of the Hasbro features.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I got to talk to you. I got to talk to you about new shirt ideas, by the way.
Yeah, let's do it. The one we've got has been up there for a while. We need a few more designs.
You can email us any questions, comments, wishlist, fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. That's it.
It's still so weird not having the WFP every week.
Dude, it's so naked. It's so naked.
Yeah, I'm still not used to it. But of course, you know, when you've gone 60 plus with the WF and P and then it just goes away, it's like, you know, member of your family's not there anymore. It's just strange.
It's so weird because like all I say is fullyposablewfp@gmail.com, and it's kind of like, okay, here comes the, and Scott again, that's Fully Posable, but it doesn't come. It doesn't show up.
Yeah, it's not that. It's like Uncle WFP has passed away. Like, he's just not there anymore. It's that empty seat at the table. No more Uncle WFP.
Scott, did you do well? Actually, you know what, you had the more successful toy spot, and I'll go first. I had no luck toy spotting this past weekend. And when I say no luck, I mean zero. 0.0% luck at toy spotting, dude.
Nothing?
Nothing. I went to Target and I saw those new Tough Talkers. The Savage, the Flair, the Piper.
Yeah, they're pretty horrible, right?
Piper does not sound like Piper at all.
Nope.
He sounds like a deeper Jimmy Hart, almost like.
Didn't somebody on our Twitter post that he sounded like Hawk from the WrestleFest game?
Yes.
Such an accurate description of how crappy Roddy Piper sounds.
I know, right? Savage sounds like Brian Breaker's imitation of Savage. No offense to Brian Breaker, that's just the way. Yeah, no offense, Brian. I mean, but that's the way he sounds. He sounds like the imitation that Brian did on one of our episodes. Like, I was kind of tempted to get them, but after hearing them, I was like, no, because you can always tempt me with a Savage and a Piper figure.
Right. And I think the draw of these is that you have their voice attached to it, but it's not Piper. It's not Savage. They're just off. Like, and so when there's no actual legit voice behind it, it loses all of its draw and appeal, especially for me, as it seems like it did for you. So yeah, all of those Tough Talkers are definitely a pass for me. I had thought about the KO, and then I saw him, and I'm like, no, that's a pass.
And Ric Flair coming with in a black shirt. I don't know.
Horrible. I mean, at least put the guy in a suit. Come on.
Other places went to nothing. I'm so frustrated regarding this Warrior and Taker. But Scott, how is your toy spotting then?
Dude, it was the exact opposite of your toy spotting. So Saturday, let me rewind a little bit. Late Friday night, early Saturday morning, I'm thinking it's probably like 1 or 2 in the morning. I'm sound asleep. My wife is up. She's watching TV and she wakes me up and she's like, babe, look at this garage sale happening in Manteca tomorrow. They've got all these old classic superstars. And so normally I get kind of pissed off when I get woken up, but this one was like, oh, you have my attention at 2:30 in the morning. So she's showing me and they had some pictures, not a ton, but it was enough to pique my interest to want to drive to Manteca the next day. So we got up early Saturday morning. We took Peyton to an Easter egg hunt here in Tracy. That happened at about 10 a.m. and it was over by about 10:30, 10:45. And Shannon and I were talking after the Easter egg hunt. We're like, hey, let's just go get some coffee at Starbucks and then head to over to that garage sale, see what's going on over there. So we head over to the garage sale and the dude had a box in his yard that had 5 classic superstars in it. It had Warlord, Barbarian, IRS, Brooklyn Brawler, and one more that I'm drawing a blank. Oh, Arn Anderson. And then on his table, he had the 3-pack that was the Hart Foundation and Jimmy Hart. He had the 3-pack that contained Undertaker, Kane, and Ball Bearer. He had Demolition 2-pack, Giant Gonzalez, Ultimate Warrior in the green that came with the yellow Intercontinental belt.
Uh-huh.
One other one that I'm also drawing a blank on. And then Stone Cold Steve Austin from Deluxe Aggression. I'm sorry, Deluxe Classic Superstar Series 1. That was him in the black vest with the red writing on it. So I take an inventory of what he's got. Like I said, he's got one box down on the grass that's got 5 classic superstars. He's got a bunch on his table. And I'm looking at him. And the ones that drew the most interest from me were the Demolition 2-pack and the individual Warlord and Barbarian Powers of Pain figures.
Uh-huh.
Not because I already own both Warlord and Barbarian singles, both signed, and the Demolition 2-pack, which I have signed. I wanted them, honestly, just to open up and put into my ring of loose figures. So I wanted to see how low I could get the guy. So long story short, I had him down. He was going to give me both Powers of Pain for $15, and the best he could do on Demolition was $35. So I was looking at all 4 figures for $50.
Oh, wow.
I ended up passing. Here's why. I know that I have fans literally screaming at their phones or whatever they're listening to the podcast on right now going, dude, Powers of Pain for $15. I know. But wait, there's a happy ending to this story. I literally, stop it, Jeff. You're being disgusting. And I don't appreciate that because we're a family podcast.
We all love happy endings, dude. I mean, we really do.
And this particular happy ending I had to pay for.
Oh, those are even better.
Yeah. Most of the time, yes, they are. See, you always have to take it in that direction, dude. We're trying to be a family show here.
That's true. Sorry.
So ultimately I passed on the Powers of Pain for $15 and Demolition for $35. That would have been 4 for $50, and I was really on the fence, but I had $20 to my name in my wallet. I literally had a $20 bill, and I'm like, if I buy the Powers of Pain, chances are I'm going to go to Walmart after this, and they're going to have Ultimate Warrior and Undertaker, and I won't have the $20 to buy them with. That was my logic when I walked away from the garage sale. So
logical thinking.
Yeah, it is. But in the interim, I called you to see if you were interested in any of those, because the one I thought you were going to jump for was the Hart Foundation and Jimmy Hart and the Undertaker, Kane, and Paul Bearer 3-pack. I thought those were the ones that you wanted, because you could open up the Hart Foundation set because you already have one. Well,
yep.
You ended up being interested in the Stone Cold Deluxe Classic Series 1, and I was able to get it for $25 off the guy. You PayPal'd him the money.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you scored from the garage sale. I walked away empty-handed, and then after the garage sale, we went down a couple exits on the freeway and hit the Walmart in Manteca. And Peyton has been looking all over for these LOL sweetheart dolls or whatever. They're these little plastic balls that have a doll inside. They're like $10, and you don't know which one you're going to get. Anyway. She had a little
bit. There's a baby inside the doll?
No. It's a ball. It's like a plastic ball. And inside this plastic ball is a doll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the plastic ball doubles as like a house for the little doll that's inside of it. They're super popular right now. They're like $10. Really hard to find.
Okay.
Anyway, we went to Walmart to see if we could find one for her because she had like $10 or $11 or something. She wanted to buy one. So we go down the doll aisle and boom, they've got the LOL dolls. It's like, okay, cool. Peyton scored. This is awesome. So she picked the one out of the box that she wanted and we're walking down and I go down the action figure aisle and dude, wouldn't you know it, on the pegs, they have one Ultimate Warrior and one Undertaker Hasbro throwback.
Score.
It was literally like 12-year-old me walking into Hayward Toys R Us and seeing Bruno Sammartino and SD Jones LJNs hanging on the peg and freaking out because I didn't know that they had actually made those and like just running to the figures. I didn't care if I was knocking little children over, adults, shopping carts. I did not care. I was grabbing those figures and it was that all over again. I think I did a little hop, skip, jump to the figures as soon as I spotted Warrior. Snatched both of them off the pegs. They had one of each. The Warrior card is okay. It's a little bit wavy on the right side, but the Undertaker card does have a visible crease on the right side of it. So while I did luck out, the cards are far from perfect. Warrior's fixable. Undertaker is not. There's, like I said, a visible crease in it. But, you know, whatever. I grabbed them anyway because I'm like, you know, these things are so hard to find right now. I don't know if I'm going to luck out and score these again. So I'm just going to grab them now. So the $20 that I did not spend on Powers of Pain, I ended up scoring an Ultimate Warrior and Undertaker Hasbro throwback. So see, happy ending. It all worked out.
Nice job, dude. I know you sent that picture out and sent it to me. And I was so jealous, dude, because I have been missing over here on the over on this side of the bay.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to show up eventually, dude. They have to.
I know. We're going to go to more Walmarts this weekend. Probably head out to the Fremont area, Union City. Hopefully something out there. But we've been striking out big time over here. When I saw you pull those two, every jealous bone in my body was like, oh. Damn it.
Yeah.
And like you said, there was only one each of both of them on the peg.
Yeah. If they had duplicates, we would have worked it out somehow. But, you know, we were going to the second annual WWE fantasy draft on Saturday night. And on our drive out, Shannon said, hey, on the way, why don't we just stop at Walmart in Livermore and see if they have Warrior and Taker? And we stopped. And unfortunately, they did not have them. But we did try, dude. We tried.
Thank you very much. It's been rough goings out here, man. It's tough over on this side, but I'm glad you were able to find them in Manteca.
Yeah, thanks, man. Like I said, if they had multiples, you would have had them, but yeah, we struck out.
So what do you think about the kind of bobble body that Warrior has?
It's okay. And, you know, I was examining the Warrior a little bit more. I remembered what you said about not being a big fan of the head scan on it or the head sculpt. And I'm with you on that. It's not a great, it's good, but it's not great. I think Hasbro did a better job with the Ultimate Warrior faces all around. The Mattel one is okay. It's good. But there was just something about those Hasbros. They really just kind of captured that Ultimate Warrior look and scowl. They just really captured Warrior, and it seems like Mattel maybe missed that. So we'll see, but I'm okay with the action on them. I'm okay with it.
And Pollyanna nailed it on their Ultimate Warrior that's going to be coming up that you can pre-order over at, hit them up at Pollyanna DIY.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
I can't wait for those figures. I'm placing my pre-order this coming Friday. Payday, Pollyanna's getting paid. I'm not wasting any time, man. I'm getting those. And for $8 each, that is such a steal. And those pins look so good.
I know. They look terrific. Well, I'm glad you found them, dude. I'm really happy you found them.
Yeah, I just wish we hadn't struck out on a duplicate set for you.
That's all good, dude. I'm going to find them eventually.
No, you totally will. Yeah.
I keep saying that every weekend. I'm like, I'm going to find them this weekend, and I strike out. It was funny, too, because my buddy Fred over in Indianapolis, who runs the Kayfabe Connection podcast, he was telling me that, he sent a picture to me that he found them. And he said, like, pure excitement just ran through him.
Yes.
When he just found a stash of them on the pegs. I was like, oh, dang, dude.
No, that's literally it. You just feel that rush and you're like, yes, finally, especially when you've been looking for him for so long.
Is that the best Undertaker between the Hasbros and the Mattels?
I do prefer the Mattel Undertaker throwback to the Hasbro one. I like the face on this Undertaker. I really do. I actually prefer this Taker to the Hasbro one. So good job, Mattel.
I keep seeing pictures of it, and I'm like, that's better than any Hasbro Taker that I ever saw.
Yeah, the Hasbro Takers were good, but man, they really nailed them with this one.
Scott, We've got a little bit of news, just a little bit.
Just a teeny bit this week.
Teeny bit. So what do you say we jump into it?
Let's talk about it.
You didn't know?
Scott, this news is going to be short. We have one thing of Mattel's and one thing of FTC. So I'll kick it off with the Mattel's. Well, like I always do.
Exactly.
Yeah. I get the weaker part. Series 2 of Zombies. Austin, KO, Sasha Banks, AJ Styles, Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar. Blah, blah, blah. Passing. Are you actually going to get the KO? You had mentioned when you first saw these that you might get the KO. Are you actually going to get it?
No, and I think I mentioned that they made a Sasha as well. I would consider it. Well, they're making both in the series, and I can say emphatically, no.
Although it's the best Sasha Banks face scan so far.
Go figure. The best one they could do is on a zombie. Dude, come on. Come on.
Austin has the smoking skull as a head, which is not bad. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, there's like smoke coming out of the eyes.
Right. KO has a shirt. It's the KO basic with a Bite Owens Bite shirt. Yeah, Sasha, AJ. AJ has this zombified, dumpy look, which drives me insane. Anyways. That's it for zombies. I'm just stopping right there.
Could you imagine the uproar if the first Hardy figures they release are zombies?
Oh.
That would be hilarious.
That's actually a good question. We got this on our Twitter, and I'll ask you. What do you think is going to be the first angle and the first Hardys? Do you think that there'll be defining moments? Do you think there'll be basics? Do you think there'll be elites?
That's a really good question. With the Hardys, I would guess that they're going to first have elites. But with Angle, because he's a commissioner and not an active wrestler, I could see the first one being a basic.
You'll think he'll be in a suit?
Yeah, exactly. It'll be GM Angle in his suit. And then at some point, they'll probably do like a throwback or a flashback Kurt Angle for him in his wrestling gear. And that one will be an elite. But I would imagine with the Hardys, they're going to miss the boat if the first set is not elite.
Well, they already have the molds to do Hardys since they've already made Hardys before.
Exactly. Yeah, they were making Hardys already. So yeah, you're right. They've got the molds. So there shouldn't be too long of a turnaround in getting the Hardys spit into the basic and elite lines. But I think their first ones right out the gate should be elites.
I agree. Angle, more times than not, the wrestler's very first figure is a basic.
Yes.
So yeah, I can kind of see that. I can see Angle being in a commissioner outfit. I hope not. I hope they do put him in the singlet, you know, old school Angle. But I can kind of see that also where he's going to be in the commissioner outfit in a basic.
I don't think that there's enough to dress him up to make him an elite as the GM. But I think that they would be well served to do like a flashback Angle from him in his singlet. I think that would be a great figure. You put his gold medals with him, maybe one of the heavyweight titles that he won, and boom. Immediate success with an elite. That would just look amazing.
Scott, FTC news, what you got?
So we had talked last week with the teaser that we had seen a picture from Chris and how excited we were to see that particular picture. And FTC showed it to everybody this week, and that was the Chris Hero figure. And dude, it looks so good. They've got the little bit flabbier body on him, so he's not all cut up. He's got, it looks like the long sleeve on the right arm, the two elbow pads, they nailed the face scan or the face sculpt. And dude, I love that Hero. That is a first day pre-order for me for sure.
I agree. I got a text message from Chris after he listened to the podcast and he goes, "Hey, how much did Scott pop when he saw the Hero picture?" And I was like, dude, you have no idea. He goes, "Oh, I can imagine."
Yeah, that is the one that I've been. I mean, I was excited about the Bucks. I was excited about AJ, but Chris Hero has literally been one of my favorite wrestlers since like 2010. So getting him now from FTC, this is going to be so awesome. I've waited forever for a Chris Hero figure. And I've got to say, just on kind of the half body shot that we've seen of the finished figure, it looks so good. And I couldn't be more happy with what is going to be the first Chris Hero action figure. Great job, FTC. I am absolutely in love with that figure and will be buying it the very first day it's on pre-order.
I had a feeling you will. He will be coming with the sleeve. The two elbow pads. He will not have the basketball jersey. We've had numerous questions regarding that. Will he have a basketball jersey? He will not be having a basketball jersey. So, but you get the sleeve and the elbow pads.
Yep.
Looks great, dude. I love how they did put him in the flabby body and he's not cut up. The face sculpt is really good. I'm happy with it.
Yes.
Scott, nostalgia segment. We're doing two this week.
Yeah, why not? Let's throw it back and do two.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's throw it back to a Jax Classic series like we've been doing, and also let's add some two packs into this. And actually, this two packs was pretty good. This was a good series to put out there. So, what do you say we hit that up?
Let's do it.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Tough for you to get down on your knees.
Scott, let's start off with Jax Classic Series 26. Why don't you hit that up?
Yep. We have Jax Classic Series 26 consisting of the Giant Machine, the Iron Sheik, Junkyard Dog, the Sheik, Meng, Dr. Death, and he was packaged in his boxer's robe that he was wearing to the ring. Mr. Fuji from WrestleMania 5, and he came with the little runner's plaque that we wear around your neck and on your chest. Bret Hart, who was kind of reminiscent of his early Hart Foundation days. Shockmaster, complete with glittery Stormtrooper mask. Dangerous Danny Davis. This was referee Dangerous Danny Davis. And in the LJN throwback, in this series, was Matt Hardy.
The Shockmaster that I have, his helmet is turned sideways in the packaging.
I wonder if that was done intentionally or that just happened during shipping, because didn't they package some that were backwards too?
I never saw the backwards one.
Oh, I must be thinking of that one warrior because they were showing off the back of the jacket.
The WrestleMania 12 warrior?
Yeah. That's the one. I'm getting him and the Shockmaster confused. But yeah, that's pretty funny that you had kind of a happy little accident happen with your figure.
Yep. Found that one at Toys R Us Dublin one time. Never saw him again.
That's crazy. He was tough to find, and I'm not even a fan of that figure. I don't think they did a very good job on it.
I didn't think they did a bad job, but they gave him that extreme flabby body.
That's what killed it for me, that extreme fat body. It's almost insulting. And I know we've talked about it before, but at least they didn't put a cookie sheet with him this time. But still, like, he wasn't that fat. Like, yes, he was fat, but dude, that's like grotesque fat the way they made him. They don't make jeans that big.
Speaking of accessories, they stopped putting accessories in the Jax Classic. And I want to say they did it actually on starting with 25, I believe.
Yeah, they really cut back. I think probably because they just stopped making sense, or it was a cost-cutting measure.
Right, that's what I was thinking. It was a cost-cutting. Because I think it was last week when I was researching 25, I noticed that they didn't put accessories in with the figures. Because usually on the notes, I put down the accessory that they came with. And I noticed that there was no accessory, and I forgot to mention that.
And you know, I hate putting accessories with figures just for the sake of putting an accessory with a figure. I think it needs to make sense. I think anytime you package a figure with something, it needs to add something to that figure. Like if a guy doesn't have an accessory or really call for one, don't put one in the package. That's just a waste to me, because you're probably just going to end up throwing it in the garbage anyway. Like how many cookie sheets did you need from Jax?
Or they just go into a plastic Ziploc and just shove them all in there.
Yeah, exactly. But when every single figure is coming with an accessory, that's a lot of Ziplocs, dude. I mean, back in the day, you look at like the LJNs, there were only accessories included if they made sense. Terry Funk's hat, Terry Funk's branding iron, King Harley Race's crown. You know, it had to make sense to the figure.
I was going to say also with the Hasbros.
Yeah, 100%. Demolition's masks, Big Boss Man's nightstick. All of those made sense. It wasn't just like, here's a chair. Or here's a piece of a table, or here's, you know, a crutch. At least those, all those made sense. So I actually enjoyed when Jax Classic stopped putting all those stupid accessories in there.
The Matt Hardy LJN was awesome. He was in a purple tank top doing the V1. I thought that was a great, great LJN figure.
Just outstanding. It really is. And the Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy, Matt from this series, Jeff from 25, just an outstanding looking set of figures. They did so good.
And most of them were cartoony, but it seemed like Matt and Jeff were extra cartoony.
Which I was completely okay with.
Right.
It did them justice. It wasn't cartoony ridiculous. It was cartoony cool.
I also want to mention how great it was adding the Giant Machine.
Yes.
That was a great, great touch. I love that. The figure I wasn't going to buy it, but the figure that I think was probably the worst was Danny Davis. It didn't look anything like Dangerous Danny Davis.
Yeah, and you know, we actually went to one of the signings he was at, and I was buying a bunch of figures before the signing because I wanted to get them signed, but I passed on that figure especially because I saw it, and the price tag didn't warrant how crappy that figure was. I was like, yeah, this is an easy pass for me. I'm just going to not get Danny Davis's autograph.
The JYD was in red tights, yeah.
Kind of reminiscent of his LJN.
Yeah, very reminiscent. The Brett was cool. I picked it up. Of course, it was Brett.
It was a good Brett, though. It wasn't one of those, just another run-of-the-mill. They put him in kind of a different singlet, or the different, what is it, singlet with tights.
Yeah.
It's a good Brett. It is a good Brett.
And the Fuji was pretty funny.
Yeah, the Fuji's great. And that's actually the one that I got signed by Mr. Fuji at that wrestling reunion that we went to in Los Angeles. And it's funny, that figure is actually signed two times by Mr. Fuji.
Two times?
Yep. He went through the first time and it was an issue with the silver Sharpie he was using. And the person that was handling his line looked at it and he goes, "That came through really faint. Do you want him to redo that signature?" And I looked at it and it was super faint. And I go, "Yes, please. Could he redo that one?" He goes, "Yeah, no problem." So he handed it back to Mr. Fuji. And here I thought Fuji was going to trace over his original signature. He just put a new signature over the or on top of the old one. So it's actually signed. He didn't go over the old one. He just added another signature on top of the other one. So it's actually signed two times. And that signature came across great. So I was lucky enough to get that one signed by him. And it is a really good figure.
Favorite figure?
Favorite. You know, I keep doing it, but they're all so good. It's the Matt Hardy LJN, probably followed by the Junkyard Dog. I really, really like that Junkyard Dog, probably because it is so reminiscent of his LJN. But that Matt Hardy is so well done.
I agree with you. Shockmaster was a tough spot. Only found him that one time.
Yep.
Was so happy when I found it, too.
Yeah, and just kind of an out-of-the-box figure. Like, they made Typhoon, and you're like, yeah, they're probably not ever going to make a Shockmaster figure. Well, hey, guess what? You know, here's your first one. And I'm not a fan of that figure. I really don't like it. And really, it's just that super flabby body that throws it for me. I'm just not a fan of that look with those figures.
Scott, Jack's Classic Series 9 2-packs. What do you say?
Yes, Jack's Classic Series 9 2-packs had the British Bulldogs, the Rock and Roll Express, and the Russian Nightmare Nikita Koloff, along with Ivan Koloff.
Do you remember finding these figures?
As clear as day. You and I had actually had a falling out. And when we made up, I would say within a week, not even that, I think it was like 4 or 5 days of making amends with each other and kind of, you know, getting back on the right track with our relationship. I'm heading out. I was heading out to a courthouse to file some liens against a builder that wasn't paying. And I was leaving Livermore on my way to like Burlingame or something, or it was someplace way out there. And I'm like, well, I'm going to be near 92. I may as well hit the Hayward Toys R Us. Yes, on working hours. Judge me. I don't care. I'm like, I may as well hit Toys R Us and see what new stuff they've got in the wrestling figures. So I head into Toys R Us in Hayward, head straight for the wrestling figures. And I spotted this set. Now, keep in mind, I had no idea this set was coming out. This was unannounced. Or if it was announced, I never saw it. And I was pretty on top of what was going to be released new figures-wise. I had no idea this set was coming out. So imagine my surprise when I'm heading down to see the Classic Superstars and I see a British Bulldogs, Rock and Roll Express, and Russians set of 2-packs sitting on the pegs. Dude, you talk about a markout moment in the aisle. For a 30-something-year-old man, dude, this was it. The best part was the Rock and Roll Express was one of your favorite tag teams, and I knew you had to have this set. Had we not made up like 4 or 5 days previous to this, chances are I would have looked at that set and been like, huh, I bet Jeff wants that, and walked away. But, dude, yep. We had literally made up like 4 or 5 days before this, so the first thing I did, dude, is I didn't call you. I grabbed all 3 sets, went up to the front, paid for them, got out to the car, and then I called you. And I was like, dude, guess what I found? And you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe. I was like, dude, they have the Rock and Roll Express. They have the British Bulldogs. They've got the Russians. And you're like, what, dude? I didn't know that you were going to make those. You're like, I've got to get the Rock and Roll Express. I was like, dude, you're covered. I already got him in the car. And you're like, yes, I can't believe it. It was just, that was a great moment in the parking lot. Dude, I had you on the phone and you were just like, you were as surprised as I was. Because like I said, we had no idea that these things were coming out. So that was just a cool moment in finding wrestling figures.
Yeah, the funny thing was, is you're like, hey, I'm on the clock, dude. You're in Alameda. I'm in Hayward. Do you want to just come down and grab them? I'm like, yeah, because at that time I wasn't working.
Yeah.
So of what was I doing? I was toy spotting. Hell yeah, I was. I had no shame. But I was like, yeah, I like threw my clothes on, went, picked him up for you from you in the Hayward Toys R Us parking lot. But do you remember the British Bulldogs?
You mean the figures in particular?
Yeah, you held the British Bulldogs out, and I'm like, I don't know about this one. Do you not like it? And I'm like, not really. And I didn't like it because there were so many things off with that set.
Yes.
And Davey had the long dreads.
Yeah, that was Jack's phoning it in, and that pissed me off.
Yeah, Davey never had the dreads when he was in the British Bulldogs. He always had the short hair.
He had the short hair, exactly. So they didn't bother to make a new face scan for him or a face sculpt. They just basically re-released the British Bulldog head they already had.
Exactly. They were in the blue and white tights, which I loved.
Yes.
But then they didn't have knee pads on, too. And that was another thing that kind of... And as I've said, wrestling figures that don't have knee pads when the wrestlers actually wore knee pads bothers the crap out of me.
Yes, agree.
So that was another miss. And I said, no, I don't really want this. And you're like, okay, I'll just take it back in and exchange it. But I remember standing there holding the Rock and Roll Express, and I was like, dude, I have the very first Rock and Roll Express figures. This is, my life is complete. And then I started sitting there at home when I got home holding the figures. And I'm like, boy, they really botched Ricky and Robert.
Yeah, they're not great, dude. I mean, they're awesome collector's items. You can get quite a bit if you have that Rock and Roll Express set, loose or packaged. Great set to get signed. Your set looks beautiful up on the wall. But you're right. When you start actually looking at the face molds on them or the face sculpts, it's off. And it really doesn't look like Ricky and Robert. The British Bulldog's face scans are fine, but where they missed was the British Bulldog's hair. That just was completely unacceptable. You know, you went back and looked at old pictures, and British Bulldog or Davey Boy Smith did not have long hair. He had short hair. You just didn't do a new head scan when you should have. But going to the Russians, that's a good looking set.
I love that set. They did throw the Jax Classic Nikita in that set.
Yes.
But they did hit on Ivan Koloff. So I was more than happy to have. I was like, yeah, I got the Russians. This is cool.
Yeah, I would say out of those three, if you break it down on all parts, outfit, head sculpt, packaging, all around, I'm going to say the Russians take that set.
This is why we always have begged Mattel to, one, sign Dynamite Kid. They haven't signed Dynamite Kid.
Unfortunately, yeah.
But I don't know the reason. Maybe Dynamite's too difficult to work with, or they're trying. WWE wants to distance themselves from Dynamite. Whatever it may be, whatever reason Mattel is not going to pick up Dynamite's contract, where Jax did, that's why we've always begged for a British Bulldogs 2-pack.
Exactly.
Jax botched the British Bulldogs 2-pack. That's why we've always begged Mattel, hey, make British Bulldogs. That'll make us happy, you know? Yeah. Wish list, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get our Rock and Roll Express 2-pack where Jax also botched it. I think we're going to get our Mattel Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah, I think Mattel's going to do a great job when that Hall of Fame set comes out. I'm super excited about it. I can't wait till next year when they drop. It's too bad that Jax couldn't have hit a home run their first time around for really what was the first Rock and Roll Express action figures.
And like you said, Jax was starting to phone it in at this time. I mean, I think it was this time they only had about a year or 3 months left on their contract, and they were just shoving stuff out.
Yeah, it was about a year left on the deal, and they were just done.
Yeah, Deluxe Classics were hitting. You started to notice some lack of quality in Jax Classic, the regular Jax Classic line.
Yes.
And other areas where you're just like, what are they doing? What's going on? And then you find out later, WWE's going to sign with Mattel, and you're like, oh, there it is.
Exactly, yeah. And so they just started basically just pushing crap out. And it's unfortunate, but I mean, I understand. I get it. You know, it was expiring, so really, like, who cares? But, you know, it's kind of a disservice to us that are still paying good money for the action figures to have to deal with stuff like that, where the first Rock and Roll Express action figures that we actually can get our hands on, the face sculpts aren't that great. And then the British Bulldogs that we're lucky enough to get our hands on finally, a British Bulldog has long hair, and it's like, come on, man.
The figures that only seemed to be hitting with us was the Deluxe Classics at that time.
Right.
The Deluxe Classics was basically hitting on all cylinders, almost every single series. The British Bulldogs came out in that line, and man, they were so good. Those are two of my favorite figures of all time, is those two British Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's just, it's unfortunate, really, that the Deluxe Classics couldn't have just replaced the Classic Superstars. You know, I would have been more than happy to take five Deluxe Classic instead of 8, 9, 10 Classic Superstars, even fewer series every year, just to get that quality of the Deluxe Classic every time. But it's, you know, Jax didn't go that route, so that's what we got. But I mean, on a positive note, walking out of this one, the Russian set was awesome.
It's unfortunate I won't be able to ever get that signed.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that just sucks. Yeah. Poor Ivan, man.
It's okay. I got Nikita's autograph down in Orlando before my flu bug.
Yeah, but pre-flu.
Pre-flu.
Thanks, Brian Knobs.
Scott, we're going to switch it up this week. We're going to end the show with a little editorial Scottatorial.
Yeah, it's really just kind of a shoot from the hip kind of thing, and just kind of have a discussion. Something kind of strange and weird.
We're going to skip your surprise question this week, which makes you happy.
I am all for that, brother.
So let's hit up the Scottatorial. Scott, before we get into your Scottatorial, actually, this is a new segment. We need new music.
Yeah, good point.
Hmm.
Since it's called the Scottatorial, we should use Scott Steiner's music.
Or what about Scotty Riggs?
Really?
Or Scotty Flamingos?
Really?
What?
These are the best you can do?
Scott Putzky.
Okay, what was his music, dude?
I don't know.
He probably didn't even have music.
That's what YouTube's for, dude.
See? See?
What about us? Oh, we could do Scott Hall's.
Okay. Okay. I like that. I like that. We've never used the NWO theme for anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. I like it.
Maybe an NWO theme. Yeah, we could do that.
But see, since it's a Scottatorial, the beginning of the Scott Steiner music is the siren. And he says, holla if you hear me.
That is correct.
And it's me kind of running my mouth. So that music would kind of fit.
Could fit.
But then it's an excuse to use the NWO theme too.
Right.
Okay. That might win.
We'll flip a coin.
Okay, sounds good.
Not the loaded coin that was used in the bracket of 64.
Yeah, the loaded coin. That thing ran away with it, dude. It was loaded coin-a-mania.
It's enshrined somewhere now.
Exactly.
Scott, before we jump into your Scottatorial, we did receive a top five on Instagram from OPIE0909. His top five, number five, defining moment Hulk Hogan.
There you go. That's an awesome figure.
Number four, this is, I actually popped for this one, Jax Classic Series 9 3-pack Brain Busters with Bobby Heenan.
Nice.
Number three, Jax Classic Series 5 2-pack Demolition.
Yes.
Number two, Hasbro Series 8 Mr. Perfect.
Excellent.
And number one, Hasbro Series 3 Mr. Perfect.
Awesome. Love it. That's a great top five right there. You got your Hasbros, your Jax, Mattels. I dig it.
We need some LJNs in there, though.
I agree.
Here's what happened a few days ago. A video was posted to YouTube. The video was called How to Order Cheap and Unreleased WWE Toys Directly from China. Okay, you've piqued my interest. What's going on here?
Yeah.
So, apparently this video has generated some heat among the boys, the collectors.
The Fig Life boys.
Yeah. The video showed a website that you can go to get unreleased or older WWE figures. You can get Jax, you can get Mattels.
And accessories.
And one of the accessories that they showed was a Carl Anderson jacket for an Elite figure. And to my knowledge, we have not even been informed of any Gallows and Anderson Elites as of yet.
Correct.
And this place already, this website, has the jackets already.
Keep in mind, those jackets are going for $1.40 on this particular website.
That is correct. It is a Chinese website. There is a way to get around the Chinese to English translation barrier. So you can actually purchase the unreleased Anderson jacket. So This actually caused a big uproar among collectors, and they felt that this gentleman who posted was just basically went into business for himself. Scott, what is your opinion on what this YouTuber did?
Well, I get the anger from the community, because the community were the ones in the know. The particular community that is really upset about this whole thing happening, about their big source being outed and shown to everyone, is that they no longer have a secret place that they can go and order these unreleased figures or these older, cheaper figures or these accessories and get them at a great deal and be able to kind of add them to their collection without anybody else knowing. That secret is no more. This guy basically blew them up on YouTube. I'm torn both ways. I can see both sides of the coin on this one. I can see both sides of the argument. You've got one side saying, why would you out us like this and give up our secret? Now the people that supply these figures to this particular website aren't going to be able to do so anymore because Mattel is going to find out about it and they're going to basically cut everything off. Whereas the rest of us, because you and I aren't in the know, we didn't know about this site before this video broke.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of us are like, hey, this is awesome. We've been seeing all these people get, for example, the Scott Hall and the Larry Zbysko and the Kevin Nash and the Eddie Guerrero from that unreleased Hall of Fame set that apparently was only released in Australia.
Right, right.
You can now go to this website and you can add those figures to your collection. The collector side of me that did not know about this website is going, dude, this is great. Now I can start adding these pieces to my collection and I don't have to rely on going onto Facebook and watching other people brag about it. This is cool.
Right.
But then I put myself in the shoes of those collectors that did have this information, were in the know on this particular site, and basically their secrets now blown out of the water. Their contacts that are supplying stuff to the sites could get killed out by Mattel. The supply is going to go away. I see both sides of the argument. Right now, I lean a little more towards my selfish side that is the wrestling figure collector that now knows how to go into this site, make a purchase, and get some accessories and some figures that I want to complete my collection. And it's kind of a win for me, but how short-lived is that going to be? The video that you're talking about, I believe you said had 14 to 15,000 views in only like 3 or 4 days.
12,000 in 3 days, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of inventory that's going to be drying up. And if sources are basically killed off from supplying product to this site, that whole connection is gone. You're not able to get any figures. Nobody's getting any figures unless you have an alternate contact or set of contacts that can get you these action figures. So, I mean, I'm seeing both sides of the argument here, but right now I'm leaning towards that side of the fence that, hey, as a collector, this is kind of cool because I can go here and if I'm missing any figures in my collection, this is a good, cheap way for me to replace those figures or to add more figures to my collection. Me, for example, I'm looking for a loose set of LOD Elite, preferably. If not the Elite, then the two-pack. I just want a Mattel set of Legion of Doom that I can throw into my figures in my loose ring. Just that I've got basically a collection of loose figures, ones that mean something to me, just that I can kind of look at and pose and put into, you know, up on a shelf. I like that, and I like being able to go to a cheaper site because you go to eBay, all the Legion of Doom figures are super expensive.
Right.
This gives me the opportunity to go to this website and buy them on the cheap. I like that. But if everybody knows about it, now basically it's just another eBay, and that's going to get out of control price-wise here pretty soon if people really start using this site a lot and if Mattel finds out about it and if that dries up the inventory.
I don't know which side of the fence I'm on. I see the collector's point of view. Hey, you just blew our cover, blah, blah, blah. I'm with you, man. Like, I see on Facebook people getting unreleased stuff before anyone else, and it drives me insane. I'm like, man, how are these people doing it?
Yeah.
Every jealous bone in my body is going off seeing what they're getting.
Yeah.
And they're bragging about it, and I'm like, I shouldn't say bragging, but they're like, look for this, or here's a proto. And I'm like, okay, cool, thanks for showing the proto, but it, man, how did they get the protos? You know, how come we don't get the protos?
Right, it levels the playing field for sure. Whether or not that's a good or a bad thing, I guess, you know, give this thing a couple of months and we'll find out. You know, if inventory really dries up on this site, that sucks for all of us, you know, but at least now we kind of know where to go when we want to add things to our collection. That's what I really like about it. I do feel bad for the collectors that had the secret, that now that secret's out and they can't, you know, they're not in the know anymore. But sorry, man, my collector side is really looking at this thing as a great way to start completing some of my collections that I've missed out on. So I'm kind of digging it, and I'm going to be exploring it this weekend. I guarantee you that.
And plus, it's 2017. It's tough to keep things a secret nowadays. I mean, your cover was going to get blown one way or another.
Yes.
It was bound to happen.
The one thing I question is his motive to doing it.
Well, in the beginning of this person's video, he said, "I'm doing it for you guys, for my viewers." And I don't know. Was it, I mean, 12,000 views in 3 days? That's pretty good.
Yeah, but is there a better way to do it? If he has a Facebook page, people can direct message him. And, you know, if they're a trusted member that is on his site or whatever, he can reach out to them and give them that information. You know, maybe you didn't need to release a YouTube video that every Tom, Dick, and Harry can see on the internet, and now they can all go buy the same figures that all these other collectors that were getting these privileges, you know, now everybody's on a level playing field, like I said earlier, so... I really don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. I really hope that this site just doesn't turn into another eBay and all the prices are out of this world and, you know, it still remains kind of a cheap place for us to go and look at figures. But I'm happy that I now know about it. Without the video, I probably wouldn't have, because I don't see some of the people that did know about it sharing that information. But maybe there was a better way to do it instead of just blasting it out on YouTube where anybody can see it.
He says he did it for his YouTube viewers. I don't know. I think it was just to get more views, my personal opinion.
Very possibly this was his cash in.
Yeah, exactly. And it's generated a lot of views in a short time. And if that's what he was going for, you know, he was successful. I mean, 12,000 views doesn't sound like much, but kind of watching our YouTube stuff, that is quite a bit.
It is quite a bit.
Especially in 3 days, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And I know we're promoting it. We're talking about it. And so we just basically told you guys everything about this. So he's going to get even more viewers.
Well, I mean, we didn't exactly provide a link. We didn't give, you know, the guy's name or anything. So we're not going to continue to promote it that way. This is something that has affected the Fig Life community. It's been a big discussion over the last 3 or 4 days. So we just wanted to address it and kind of put our viewpoints out there. Of course, we're reading a lot of things where people are the extremes on either side of the fence. You know, hey, this is great. Level playing field. We love this. Now we can go buy this stuff too. But then you got the collectors that are like, man, why did you out this? It's going to dry up supply. You know, Mattel's going to be pissed. I see all of those points as well. So right now, as close as I am to the fence, I'm leaning a little more to the side of the collectors that's like, hey, this is awesome. I'm happy that the level playing field is in place now. And I can go buy these cheap figures and maybe complete some of my sets on figures that I've missed out on. And one of the ones in the video that he talked about specifically was Drew Galloway, or Drew McIntyre.
From Elite Series 9, I believe.
Right, and there's limited supply. So once it's gone, it's gone. But dude, that figure was like $12. So if you missed out on him, and now that he's back in WWE and you want to pick up that figure, what a great way to go do it. So it's a valuable resource in that respect to the collector that maybe missed out on that one but wants to still add him.
Another figure that they showed when he was just kind of scrolling through in the video was Miss Elizabeth. And I was like, oh, I'd love to have a Miss Elizabeth loose, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool because you can kind of pick up those figures. There was the William Regal, and I forget which Elite series that was in, but he was in the purple robe.
Yeah, the same one that had Luger and the Dudleys.
No, it was an earlier Regal. I want to say it was like Elite... Oh, that's going to drive me nuts. I want to say Elite Series 4?
Oh, yeah, the really, really, really old one.
Yeah, one of the original on that old card.
Yep.
They had that one for $11.83. I was like, what? Wow. You know, but I don't think they're carded. They're loose.
They are loose, which that was my point, is I'm looking for some loose figures. So this is a good way for me to go on and just start picking some of those up.
So I know it's generated a lot of heat from the boys, but I've got to lean on the side of being happy to, if I do want accessory and not have to pay eBay prices, I've got an option right now.
Exactly.
If I do want that Miss Elizabeth figure that I saw when he was scrolling, I have an option now.
Right.
You guys can find this YouTube video. You can basically search what I said when I first started this.
Yeah, we're not giving out links or naming names. You guys can go find this on your own. But yeah, it's a valuable resource if you're looking especially for loose figures and or loose accessories.
Right, and they even had old Jax figures on there too.
They did, and title belts for the figures.
Yeah, title belts was another thing. That was awesome.
Yeah, so that's the stuff that I'm really looking at. I'm less into the prototypes and unreleased stuff. Like, that's fine. That's all good and well. I'm more interested in the loose figures and going back and completing some of my missing sets.
Exactly, dude. I'm with you on that one. I'm not a loose collector, but there are certain loose figures that I would love to have. Like the Miss Elizabeth that I saw in the video. I would love to have that Miss Elizabeth loose.
Especially with that Defining Moments Macho Man coming out. Come on. That's an amazing set to have in place.
Exactly. And I could just go on there, pick up a WrestleMania 7 Defining Moment Macho loose, and yep. There you go. I got my
bingo.
Got my connection.
Yep, done.
I think I'm with you, dude. I think I'm on the side of the collector side of me being like, oh, crap, cool. Another place I can go to pick up loose stuff.
Yeah, and I've always been a wait-and-see guy. You know, this is big news right now. Everybody's super hot either way about it. I say give it a month or two. You know, is it going to blow over and the site will remain the same with a little less inventory? Or is Mattel going to completely cut off all of the sources that were supplying product to this site? You know, and then those guys aren't able to get prototypes or unreleased accessories and all that kind of stuff that they were getting and then flashing around on Facebook. We'll have to wait and see, but I'm sure it'll take about a month or two before we know the true impact of this.
So how are these people getting these items to put up on the site? Are they taking it from like some Mattel warehouse?
Yeah. Is it theft? Is it straight up theft where they're just like grabbing a box and going out? You know, is it a worker there or several workers there? Are they backing trucks up at night and loading them up? Who knows?
And then are they selling it off to another person who's selling it to another? You don't know.
Exactly. Exactly.
That was another thing I wanted to point out, but I think you and I addressed it pretty well. I know some people are upset about it, and I'm sorry you're losing your one of your connections. It could be all bad. Mattel could go in, lay the ban hammer down on it, and put strict things in place, but people will still get whatever they want, you know?
Yeah, chances are another contact will turn up. There will be another way to go and get the figures that you really want. But from my standpoint, if somebody really, really, really wanted that Hall of Fame set that was supposed to come out at Target that got canceled, and the only way to get it was to either know somebody in Australia or go fly there to pick the set up, this site now gives you an option that if you really wanted those four figures, you can just go buy them. That's awesome.
When he was scrolling through all the figures, I didn't see... Oh, no, I did see the Scott Hall.
Yeah.
And the Larry.
And Larry, yes.
He did have them both. That's right.
Yeah, he specifically showed those two, the Scott Hall and the Larry Zbyszko. I know in just kind of following Twitter when that set was announced and then it came out a little bit after that it was going to be canceled, not released in the United States, there were a lot of people that were like, damn, you know, I really wanted that Eddie Guerrero, or damn, I really wanted that Scott Hall, or I really wanted that Larry Zbyszko. Well, now... Here's your opportunity. Here's your connection. And they're not that expensive. I think they were like $18 a figure. So if there was one or two that you really wanted, boom, there's your site. But again, we're not going to provide a link. We're not going to provide a name. You guys can go look it up. It's not that hard to find. It's a pretty hot video right now. But we'll see how much this affects the Fig Life community. It's really sending people to one side of the fence or the other.
Let's bring this up again in a month and see how well or if the heat is still on this guy regarding this.
Great idea.
You can go and purchase the Fully Posable Goes Retro t-shirt. Scott, I'm still loving my shirt. As I say, casual Friday every Friday, dude.
Sun's out, guns out. Are you wearing the cutoff?
No, dude. Sun's out, buns out.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a great visual. Thank you.
Head over to whatamaneuver.net. Pick up that t-shirt. T-shirts, women's tees, V-necks, sweatshirts, lightweight, heavyweight hoodies, t-shirts for your infants and toddlers.
Yes, t-shirts for them.
So if you're about to have a young lad start roaming around the house, you can pick up a shirt for them.
Yep, do it.
You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, Fully Posable, Instagram, Fully Posable, WFP. You can go back and listen to our past podcast, FullyPosablePodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please take a couple minutes, head over and over to iTunes and leave a nice little review, whether it's one star, five stars, any stars help us out. You can email us any questions, comments, wishlist, fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. I actually owe a couple people an apology. They left a message, but I addressed them on the show. Like, I forgot to email that Aaron guy back last week from Toronto.
Oh, oops.
Yeah, but I addressed it on the show, so that's kind of my way of responding. I made a boo-boo, and I did that with one other listener. I apologize. So, but please, I do read the emails. Sometimes they get stuck in the draft box. Please send those emails in, fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Send in any questions, any comments that you want to leave for us. I know most people do it through Twitter anyways, but you can also do it through there. So Scott, for episode 66, we owe Dave, Big Dave, an apology. He was supposed to be on the show.
Yeah, we just kind of forgot to notify him about that.
No, it wasn't. We forgot to notify. I didn't know how we could work out the scheduling.
Yeah, that too.
All right, Dave, you're coming on episode 666.
Yes, that will be the one.
That will be the number of the beast, and the beast's name is David.
So what is that, about 10 years out then? Another 10 years, maybe 12?
Whatever. Dave will be on in 10 years.
Yeah, we'll roll our wheelchairs up to a table, put some microphones down. We'll talk about toys.
Yes, exactly. So, Scott, for episode 66, anything else?
Happy toy hunting.
Hashtag Fig Life. Adios.